Brain Farm. Hello, friends. Welcome to Brain Farm. I'm your host, Andrea Kaiser. So I kind of forgot I made a podcast for a second. Sue me. December is such a crazy month for college students, and I survived, which is cool. So now I'm here. And today I want to share with you the lore of Andrea Paints, aka me. Hey. So I make silly arts and crafts videos online for a living. Not a big living, but enough to get me through college, which is cool. Do I still live with mommy? Absolutely, I do. Okay. I have 700,000 followers on TikTok and 50,000 on Instagram, which to this day blows my mind. Like, what? Me? Little old me? You want to follow little old me? Thank you. I'm very grateful that this can be a job for me. I love making art and I love editing videos, so the fact that I can combine those two, super fucking cool. So I'm gonna bring you guys back to high school when I started my TikTok account. I was not a gifted child when it comes to art. I really want to make a video where I go through my old art projects from elementary school and middle school because they were really, really bad. But in high school, I actually started to watch Bob Ross, and a lot of people say that I remind them of him in some ways, which is like the highest compliment I think I could ever receive. So high school, I was a band kid in ninth grade. Sue me. I think it is insanely obvious that I used to be a band kid. But when 10th grade rolled around, I came to my senses and I said, no more band kid. I am taking a painting class, because all of 9th grade, I was balls deep in Bob Ross painting tutorials. My art teacher, bless his soul, I love him. If I saw him on the streets today, I think I'd give him a hug and a kiss. I think I would just have to do it. I'm so happy he was my art teacher because he made me just like art even more. Nonetheless, starting off with this art painting class, I sucked really bad. I was really bad at painting. But as the year went on and we kept having to do all these assignments in class, I was getting a little better. And like halfway through the year, one of our assignments was to just paint a tree. Just paint some trees. Any tree. Could be one tree, could be five trees. Just the assignment was trees. So that was my jam because I've been watching Bob Ross and that's primarily landscape paintings. So I whipped up this fall birch tree painting in the woods. It was actually pretty good. Pretty good for how bad I was then. And when the assignment was done, we all had to hang up our paintings in the hallway for the world to see. Okay. Okay, I'll do that. I hung my birch trees up in the hallway. And a couple days later, a teacher comes in and she's like, whose birch tree painting is that in the hallway? I was like, mine? I think, if you're talking about mine. And she's like, can I talk to you out here for a second? I thought I was in trouble. I thought my birch trees like offended somebody. I thought like maybe, I don't know. Like I was like, what did my birch trees do? She was like, this is beautiful. I love this painting. Can I buy it from you? Huh? Me? My little old me? My paintings? What? What? I was like, fuck yeah. She said, okay, how much? I'm not an art curator. I probably spent like hours on that damn thing, but I was like, $20. $20. Like, I was not expecting this. So the next day, she shows up with 20 beanos. I give her the painting. She gives me the 20 beanos. First painting sold ever. And I, that whole time, thought that I was super, super bad at art. Like my self-esteem and my outlook on my own paintings was just terrible. I thought I sucked balls at painting. And looking back, like I'm a lot better now than I was then, but so would anybody be. Like you keep growing. But when she bought that painting, that like lit a spark under my butt cheeks. I was like, okay, maybe I don't suck. And then at the end of that year, my art teacher, bless his soul, he came up to me and he was like, hey, Andrea, next year we are doing AP art class. We've never done it here before at our school. We want you to join the class and be a part of it. What, little me? I was so surprised that people actually thought that I was talented, which is so sad, but I had such a negative outlook on myself. So I was like, yeah, I'll join AP Art. Are you kidding me? So at this point, I was starting to take myself more seriously. And so that summer, I was like, well, if one person wanted to buy my art, maybe more people will want to. So I went to my downtown area of where I live. It's a pretty popular like tourist town where I live in Minnesota. And I went into this gallery. I was like, hey, how much for a wall space here? And my dad actually kind of knew the owners, so I kind of had a little way in, you know what I'm saying? And so I bought a wall space. Like I had to pay $150 a month, maybe a little less, to have a wall there to hang up my art. And there was painters there, but there was also just a mix of like a whole bunch of different types of like merchants, I guess. Is that the word? Like there was people selling candles, there were people selling cutting boards, there was people selling earrings, you know, it was everything. And my art is very like bright and texturized, and kind of I like to make my art look a little funny. And the target audience in a downtown area, especially at stores that are like little kind of boutique type of stores, it's definitely white moms that go there. And I don't really think that that aligns with what my art is very much. I think mine is very. My art's for younger, sillier, maybe people that have a little bit of autism type of folk. So after selling down there for a couple months, I think I only sold like four paintings. Oopsie. Lost a lot of money. But one did get bought by a German man and he had it shipped back to Germany. So that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool. So kind of feeling discouraged, whatever. I stopped selling there because I was losing money. And then next semester came. I think this would be 11th grade now. AP Art. AP Art was going down, first time. And my art teacher in this class was different, but I loved her even more. I have literally cried with her before. We were very close. And I felt a lot more like expressive in this class. I was able to make art that wasn't just like birch trees. Like I was able to branch out a little bit, try different things, try different mediums. And then COVID happened. Boo. Boo. Why? Stop doing that to me. So it was moved online, and I really enjoyed collaborating with people in that class. It was one class that I felt like just everyone in there, like we were all just friends and we'd all just hang out and draw shit. It was super fun. And to not have that anymore when COVID happened really sucked. So I kind of like took to the internet to, I guess, feel a similar connection again. So I started a little TikTok account and it wasn't the one I have now, I'll say that. And I posted some art videos. Nobody really gave a shit. They'd get like 5 views. And then I kind of just started to enjoy making videos. So I posted a video of me just like dancing around with my 2 cats. And my 2 cats are a little bit chubbier. It's kind of like a wow factor, I guess, when you see them for the first time. So that video got like 10,000 views. I was like, oh my God, this is my big break. And then after that, it was like nothing. And so I kind of got sick of putting all this effort into like making videos and not getting anything from it. And I wasn't putting a crazy amount of efforts. Like, I wasn't doing the voiceovers that I do now or anything, but I was still like editing clips together. And then I would just put like a popular audio on it while I'm like dancing around or making paintings or whatever. So I thought, I was like, okay, I got one video that did good, but the likes and comments on it were kind of not that good. Like, the likes to views ratio was not the best. So I was like, okay, maybe the For You page just didn't like me. It tested me out. I didn't do well, so it just, like, threw me in the dumps. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to make a new account. I decided to make the name of this new account short and sweet. Andrea Paints. Beautiful. Classic. Lovely. Okay. So at this time, my brother had gone away to college and his room was pretty much completely empty. And I told my mom, I was like, can I take that over and make it a painting room? Bless this woman's soul. She said yes. She could have made it her own bar. She could have made it her second closet. She could have done anything. She's the homeowner. She gave it to me. Bless her soul. So I got super into designing this room and making it look like a happy, fun space. I hung up all my paintings on the wall. I went to a bunch of like garage sales or just found shit on the side of the road. And I put it in there to store my paint in or to have desks to paint on and stuff. And it looked pretty cool. And I hung up like tapestries and shit. So when I started this account, the background of my videos was super aesthetic. And I was just trying to go with the popular audios. And I would literally get ready to make a TikTok video, which is kind of embarrassing, but I did. And my first video I posted on Andrea Paints was me drawing a silly face out of oil pastel. And I think it did okay, like for it being my first video, for me having literally 0 followers. I think it got like 1,000 views, which to me at that time, I was like, holy shit. Okay. So then the second video I made was me painting a Bob Ross Chia Pet. Everyone loves Bob Ross. I love Bob Ross. Chia Pets are also, I feel like, a very quirky, silly thing to paint. So I posted that video maybe at like 8 p.m. And I think I literally like kind of forgot I posted it. And I just went to bed. And the next morning I woke up and it had like 200,000 views. There was poop in my pants. There was poop in my pants. That was insane. That was insane. So at this point, I was all in. I think from that video, I got 1,000 followers. And that was fucking nuts. So I started to try to mimic exactly what I was doing in that video. I was like, okay, I had some cool different angles. The lighting that day was really nice. The sun was out. I like try to even wear similar outfits. Like, I was like a little insane about it. And after that, again, the videos didn't do that well. They were getting a little bit more views because obviously I had some followers now, 1,000. I was like, okay, what can I do to make these videos more interesting? And I had some like prior experience in editing. I would just do it for fun as a kid. Me and my friends would play with like the littlest pet shops and we would make videos with them. Don't judge us, okay? And we had so much fun editing videos of our toys. Like that was our shit. So I was like, okay, I know how to do voiceovers and stuff. I know how to roughly edit clips together. So I got this app on my phone called VideoShop, and they would like put trademarks on your the videos, but I found a way to like kind of like hack it and like not have the trademark on it without paying. And so I made a video of me tie-dyeing clothes, and I did a voiceover on it, just a normal one, no crazy voices or nothing. And it didn't do that well, but the engagement on it was so much better than it usually is. And I think it's because if you're actually talking and you have something to say, people are gonna have something to say back, you know? So I was like, okay, I feel like I'm getting more engaged with these people. And that's kind of what I wanted in the first place, was to like have conversation with people. That's why I wanted to start posting online. So I was like, okay, yeah, voiceovers, that's my shit. So my brother came home. I started my TikTok, my Andrew Paints TikTok, I think early 2020, and it was just like right before lockdown actually happened. And when summer came, my brother came home, and I again, I think I just had 1,000, maybe 2,000 followers. And I was like, Brian, you want to help me make TikTok videos? He was like, oh, okay. So for Christmas the year before, he got me like 1,000 bouncy balls. Every year for Christmas, him and I just get each other really weird Christmas gifts. We think it's hilarious. And I was like, I want to make a video with these bouncy balls. I think people will think it's really weird. And because you gave them to me, I want you to like be in the video. I think it'd be cool. So he's like, okay. And so I made a video. I was like, it was just a normal voiceover. I was like, my brother got me these bouncy balls for Christmas. What should I do with them? Like, let me know in the comments. And I think, like, again, like the wow factor of like, whoa, that's a lot of bouncy balls. What the fuck? People, it got on the For You page, and a lot of people were commenting, giving me ideas on what to do with the bouncy balls. So I was like, fuck yeah, it's working. People actually like my silly little idea. So then my brother and I took the ideas that these people commented and we made a video out of it. But every time I talked about an idea that someone commented, I would show like 10 different comments. Like a lot of people commented, eat the bouncy ball. Like, eat them. So I like screenshotted every comment that said, eat them. And I like, edit them over the video. So I was like, okay, Brian, like it'd be really funny if we audibly like said every comment as it popped up on the screen. So him and I both just kept saying eat them, but it was layered, so it was like it sounded like 10 different people saying eat them. And everyone went crazy over that. They thought it was so funny. And initially I just did it to kind of like amplify how many people said the comment. But I realized that I could just talk like that for no fucking reason if people like it that much. So I think my little bouncy ball series went on for like 3 videos and they got like 100,000 views each, which was super sick. And I think shortly after those videos, I hit 10,000 followers, which was like once I had like the K, like the 10K, I felt like the shit. I thought I was a goddamn Kardashian at that point. Even though so many people liked the audio and it got such a positive response from most people, of course, there's always going to be those people that comment and are like, she's so fucking annoying. Wow, she thinks she's so funny. And at the time, I was 17 and I had never gotten views on the internet before, you know? like nothing can really prepare you to get like cyberbullied by just people you never met in your life. And it really bothered me at first, and I never reply to these comments, partially because when a creator replies to a comment, it gets put at the top, and I didn't want people to like that comment and agree with that comment. Like, I didn't want to give it any more views than it already had. Like, I didn't want anyone to see those comments. Sometimes I would just straight up delete them. And it's crazy now, because I'm almost 21, how much I have grown to not give a shit, like what people have to say. And honestly, sometimes when I get hate comments, they kind of make me happy because I'm like, ooh, that means this video's on the For You page. Which is a really fucked up mindset. But people who follow you aren't going to leave you hate comments. Like, they're following you because they like your content. So you know you're reaching a new audience when people are saying mean things. But at the time, it really bothered me and it really made me sad. So I almost just stopped doing the voiceovers completely. And I was like torn between just going back to like making small little clips of my paintings with audios over it, with just like music over it. But I was like, fuck it. Like, that video was so fun for me to make. It was so fun for me to edit. I'm just gonna keep doing it. So that whole summer, I was deep into making TikToks. Like, it was every other day I was like pushing out a video, and I absolutely loved it. Throughout that summer, every other video that I would post would get 100,000 views. It was insane. And this was when TikTok was starting to become a platform that people actually like took seriously, I guess, because in like 2019, people would kind of just like troll people on there, but it actually started to become like a content creation platform, and I think it was becoming so popular, and I was just becoming popular with it. In July, I think it was June, my first video to hit a million views was me painting a 5 foot tall painting, and it got 4.5 million views. And that just showed me like the importance of absurdity, like just making my videos so random, so crazy. That summer, I also decided to open my Etsy account, and the first thing I sold on there was called my Beppis and Conk stickers. Let me live, okay? I was a quirky little teen, and these were a cat and dog that I painted, and they just looked all sorts of goofy. Like, their eyes were like not centered to their face, like their nose was above their eyes. They were funny. I thought they were funny. But I kind of had some like PTSD from when I sold downtown the summer prior. I was like, no one's gonna buy this. No one's gonna buy this. So I only made 50 because you kind of have to like order them in bulk. And I was 17. I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I figured out how to start an Etsy. I was too young to even like fully start it myself because you need to be 18. So I had to have my mom help me. Like, I think I'd like use her information and stuff. I just completely like raw dogged trying to figure out how to make stickers online, and I figured it out. So I got these in the mail, listed them, and I sold every single one of them. I sold all 50 of them. I was like, holy shit. This is a lot bigger than my four paintings it took me all summer to sell. Like, I sold these in, it was probably like 2 months I sold all of them. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna make a print. My first ever art print. And I literally have never used Photoshop, Adobe Photoshop, in my life. And I went to my friend Claudia's house. I asked to use her scanner. I scanned all of these animals that I drew. Just like, you guys know, like Walter, like the dog Walter, like the meme where he's like looking at the camera all funny. I drew him, and then I drew like all of the other just like funny animals online, like that fish that is like, oh, do you fart? And it's like the fish is like up close to the camera. I don't know. Maybe it's like a weird niche thing that I'm just into. But I drew all of these animals and I scanned them. I cut them out in Photoshop. I put them together in Photoshop and I wrote the council above them. And I made art prints out of them. And I actually still have some. I think I ordered a lot. I think I got a little ambitious and I ordered like 500. And I've sold a lot of them. Like, I've definitely like made profit, but I still have a lot of them. But it just gave me so much confidence in myself. And I learned so much more through TikTok than I ever could have through anything in high school. And even anything in college. Like, right now in college, I just got done taking a influencer marketing class. And when I tell you I could have taught that class, like, not to sound like super full of myself, but that was like just last semester. Like, I was 20. Like, I've been making videos online for like 3 years at that point. That it's just crazy how much you can learn if you just like put yourself out there and you try new things. And you like, I didn't know how to use Photoshop. I taught myself. I didn't know how to make stickers. I taught myself, you know? I didn't know how to open a shop. I just taught myself. And I probably made a lot of bad mistakes along the way and, like, probably didn't price things how I should. Probably didn't advertise the best, but you live and you learn. So by the end of 2020, I wish that I could, like, somehow go back and look, but I think I had almost 100,000, or maybe I did have 100,000. And so once I hit that point, I started to do brand deals, which no one prepares you or trains you on how to price yourself for brand deals, on signing contracts, on if you should charge for exclusivity, on if you should like give them ownership of the content. I was absolutely raw dogging that. And I feel like any influencer starting out with that, at least, is just raw dogging it. And I definitely undercharged myself, is what I've learned. But throughout, probably from like 2021, I think, is probably when I got my first brand deal. And onwards, I've worked with Crocs, Crayola, Pilot Pens, HelloFresh. Who else? Dossier perfume. That shit smells really good, by the way. I'm not even gonna lie. And every single, like, those are big brands, and they'll reach out, or they'll have like an agency reach out to me on their behalf, and they'll just come be like, hey, we have this brand deal. We like want to collaborate with you. Like, what's your rate? And I never know what to say. I always thought you just went off your follower count. And I think I heard somebody somewhere say, like, oh, yeah, like, if you have 100,000 followers, then you should get $100. If you have $200,000 followers, then you should get $200. Like, kind of just go off your following. But my audience to this day is still very engaging. And that's what brands actually care about. Like, you could have 2 followers, but if every video you get gets like 100,000 views and like thousands of comments, that's what they want. They want people to engage with the content. They want them to like engage. Like, if you post a brand deal, to like comment and say like, oh, cool, like, tell me more, you know? And I didn't get that at the time. I didn't realize that. So I undercharged myself significantly. And if you're doing that, they're not going to say, hey, that's a low number, we'll pay you more. They're going to be like, oh, fuck yeah, she's an idiot. Like, we can rob her blind and, like, make her do something that she could have made $1,000 off of for, like, $200 instead. And that's what I did for years. And now a couple months ago, got an agent, which is crazy. But also, I feel like the world has just been in shambles these couple of months. And we actually haven't, like, secured any brand deals yet. I gave her like a list of companies that I use and that I respect because to promote a brand that you don't really know or that you don't really use and then to claim you use them, to me, that's pretty scummy. Like, my audience has done a lot for me. The last thing I'm gonna do is lie to them and say that I like this brand when I've never fucking used it in my life. Like, that's gross. There was one time I was gonna do a brand deal with this like label printer brand, which sounds crazy, but this was when my Etsy was starting to get popular and a lot of people were asking me like, "Oh, how do you package your orders? Like, how do you start an Etsy really?" I was like, "Oh, if this label printer works like for printing labels for shipping, that would be a really cool thing to recommend to my audience if they want to start an Etsy." Because to me, it did seem like such a easier option to ship out things. I actually still have this fucking printer label thingy in my room because when it arrived, the slogan on it wasn't even proper English. Like it did not even make sense. Okay, I actually went and I grabbed this label printer because this is so funny to me. The tagline on the box says, "Let things better, faster, and vital." What? Huh? Let's run that back again. "Let things better, faster, and vital." That is not a complete English sentence. That does not make any sense. What? So that already was like a really big red flag with this brand deal, but I thought I'll give her a go. I'll see if it's actually a good printer. And I was sitting here for 2 hours and I could not figure out how to use this stupid printer. I was like, okay, even if I can at this point figure out how this works, I'm not going to recommend anybody on earth to buy something where you need to sit there for 2 hours and figure it out anyways, you know? Like, even if it is a working printer, it's one that takes forever to set up that I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. So I had to email these people and I was like, "Hey, I cannot do this. Like, I'm so sorry. This product just is not for me. I can ship this back to you if you'd like," because there are some influencers out there that will just say yes to brand deals, get the product, the free product that you need to make a video with, and then just not make the video. They'll get the free product and they'll not make the video. But I wanted to actually make the video because then you also get paid once you make the video. But I didn't want them to think that I was some like sketchy, like just trying to steal their products. And they never had me ship it back, and they seemed kind of mad at me. But I was like, dude, you don't even have like proper English on your packaging. Like, this is embarrassing, kind of. Like, I would be like a little embarrassed to promote this. Navigating such a new field at such a young age was hard and is still hard. But I think I did an okay job. I think I had a lot of cool accomplishments in the past. I have had videos get 20 million views, which is insane. I've had people like Chris Tyson from Mr. Beast buy my art, which is insane. I think I told her I wanted like $100. She Venmo'd me like 250 because the Mr. Beast people are just so fucking nice and also super rich, I think. Like, I know Mr. Beast is rich. I don't know how rich all of his friends are, but they must be pretty well off. That was sick. There's just so many cool things that can happen that, you know, when people comment and they say, "You're annoying, shut up, kill yourself," you kind of just get used to it because it's a really cool space and a cool opportunity. And I hope now that I'm a little older and a little more smarter about the internet, that maybe I can do some cool things this year. Hopefully I can be consistent with the podcast is one cool thing I want to do. I think December was just a absolute fucking shit storm that there was no time for the pod. There was no time for the pod. I'm sorry. But I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about my lore. Honestly, if you guys ever just want to DM me on Instagram, talk to me, say hi. So down for it. So thank you for watching. You're not watching this. You're not. You're listening to this. Okay. Bye.